Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Show, the show that helps simplify success for mortgage brokers. My name's Ash Borland, your coach and host today. And in this episode, we're actually going to be answering a question that's been submitted by one of the listeners, which was saying that, "Hi Ash, hope you are well. Have you ever used anything like StreamYard for streaming across multiple platforms at the same time? If so, do you know if each platform recognizes it as going live on their platform, or whether it will dismiss the analytics because it's through a third-party app?" This is a great question, and I'm going to break this down in a little bit more detail as to what StreamYard is, because some people will be listening to this going, "What is StreamYard? I have no idea." So we'll explain how all of these things go. So first of all, I do use StreamYard. I use a range of software. So for me, to make all my content, I use Ecamm to record my content. I use Descript to edit it. I use StreamYard to record, to live stream, to record podcasts a lot of the time, and to live stream podcast content across multiple platforms, which we'll talk about more in depth. And I've been using StreamYard for many years, like very long time, and actually have quite a few relationships and close relationships with some of the people who actually work there and who are the content creators and spokespeople and marketing directors within that company. So I know a lot about it, which I'm happy to talk about. So first of all, like I said, StreamYard is good. Now, what is StreamYard? StreamYard is effectively an all-in-one place to record your content. It is a live streaming studio, but it allows you to do so much more. So you are able to multi-stream across and multi-cast, sorry, across multiple platforms. You're also able to brand up your content completely, to change the colors. You can bring in guests. You can add in fonts. You can add in overlays. You can add videos. You can even add B-roll. And if you live stream as well, you're able to interact and engage with people and bring up their comments on screen so they feel heard. And you can also screen share. You can do lots of stuff, very similar actually to the type of content I'm making now. And what it allows you to do is multicast again to multiple platforms. Now, the good thing about StreamYard as well is it does have a record only function as well, which means that you are able to use it to record podcasts without having to be live. This is actually the way that I use it for the Mortgage Maverick show, is that I use it to re-record our podcasts, and then they get scheduled out, and that show is 6 months in advance a lot of the time, 5 to 6 months in advance. So that those people, they come on the show, I'm able to record it, and then they sit in a folder, and then we live stream them back out later. So there's a great way of doing that. Now, how would this work for mortgage brokers? It's very useful, live streaming for mortgage brokers. There's lots of great ways you can use it. So for live streaming for mortgage brokers, especially with StreamYard, you can do things like, you can do FAQs/Q&A. You could do an FAQ/Q&A, which would be where you would answer specific questions through that live stream, and if you wanted to, then you can then answer those FAQs, and then people can also ask their own questions. This can be really good if you have a large enough audience or a potential following as a mortgage broker. Really good for industries or niches in sectors like buy to let or places where there's community, because that can really help. So FAQ live streaming is great. It's also really good, like I said, that the other reason you can use it for is you can do it for podcasting. So if you have a podcast, then a podcast can be a great way for using StreamYard. And the reason why this will be is if you have a networking podcast, which is what I talk to a lot, which is interviewing local business owners, then having StreamYard makes you look very professional, because it makes you look branded and slick. And a lot of these business owners won't have a clue what it is you've done or how you've done it. They just know that when they come on, they're getting the experience of all the visuals and the intros and the outros. So it's very good. It's very professional looking. So podcasting can be a great way to use it. It can also be a really good way, if I'm honest with you, for normal content. So normal content is another great way for you to use StreamYard if you wanted to. They actually do now vertical portrait. Can't even spell that. So vertical and portrait. I'm trying to write this down on a whiteboard for people listening to this. Ain't working. Landscape and portrait. They actually allow you to do this now if you wanted to as well. And so if you wanted to use it for your normal content, which actually when I first started creating content. That was how I made the first year of my content. It's how why I do daily videos to this day, why these podcasts every single day. These aren't live. These aren't recorded live. These are now recorded in a studio and edited and all of that stuff. But when they were live, the reason I did it was because StreamYard was just so simple to use. And it can also be integrated into a Stream Deck. Now, a Stream Deck is actually the thing that I use to manage a lot of these. Now, Stream Deck, I can't actually show it, I don't think. No, I can't show it. But a Stream Deck is effectively, I'll bring one up on screen. So a Stream Deck is effectively just a small deck of buttons that you can program in to effectively just press. Now you'll see this when I'm making mine, shifting between screen shares and stuff. I use these all the time, actually, the Excel version. And I've got this on screen here if you want to look at it. If you're listening, come and check us out on YouTube. Go to ashbourne.com/YouTube and you'll get to see this here if you want to. Now, Stream Decks are great, and you can integrate these into your StreamYard if you want to as well, and that speeds up things even easier, makes things a lot easier to progress and to speed up the editing process. So Stream Decks and StreamYard, great combo. I actually have a video on this as well, but brilliant way of using it. So StreamYard is an awesome tool for people to have. As I said, it's that also that pre-recorded multi-streaming platform, which is what I love. So it's the multi-stream, which means that it will stream to live stream to Facebook, can now go to Instagram, can go to YouTube, can go to LinkedIn. It can go loads of places. So the ability to be able to be on all places all at once, and we know the power of omnipresence. I talk about it so much in this show, is omnipresence is the thing. So the ability to be able to do that is huge. So let's go and answer the question then that you had, which was about analytics and does it count. So the problem you have with analytics is, so the first answer is yes, they will count it. As of right now, when recording this, yes, right now it's fine. Facebook are and places like that are trying to clamp down on third-party software, but that's more for scheduling into groups and it's more for scheduling posts. Live streams, however, if you're live streaming, they will not, I don't think they'll do that anytime soon, because the software that they bring, these StreamYards and StreamYard, Riverside is another one, Restream is another one, Ecamm is another one, which is the one I use for this. These softwares allow people to have a better experience on their platform. I'd be very shocked if they didn't. The other ones you're seeing that they're shutting down, so the things like resharing content into groups and things, the ability to be able to, like schedule content into groups, that's to stop lazy content, stop spamming. But with streaming platforms and things, it's not the same thing. I don't think, you again, don't quote me on it, but I'd be very shocked if that would cross over in the same way. So I wouldn't be too concerned personally. The analytics will still reflect in it. You just need to make sure that you have your permissions set up when you're doing StreamYard, that everything is going through. That first of all, it's going to stream public. That can be a big problem. I know it was mine when I first started, that it would live stream privately, and I didn't want that. I wanted obviously to stream public. So that's a big thing. So just make sure you've got the permission set up and the places in the right, it's set up in the right place. It should be absolutely fine. Now, if there's any changes to that, I'll be the first person to let you know, because I'm a big avid user of it and we would know about it. They'd tell us very quickly. But as of right now, nothing at all. So if you're on the fence about StreamYard, you're thinking about using it, you absolutely should. It's absolutely wicked. I do have an affiliate link. That's not really intended to use this for, I just really use it for clients. But because we're talking about it, I have an affiliate link and I think it will give you 2 weeks free of the top plan, from what I remember completely. So if you want to use that, I'll link it in the, actually just go to ashbourne.com/StreamYard and I'll also link it in the show notes, but ashbourne.com/StreamYard and you'll be able to get that link, that deal for you there. So you'll be able to use that if you want to, and just to try it out. So if you're a broker here and you're thinking, should I give it a go or should I not? Then you can have a little think about it. So if you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe, and I will. And if you've got a question, head over to ashbourne.com/question and get them in, and I'll answer it, and I'll see you in the next one, okay? Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashbourne.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.